Hi there, I'm Mary Hartman, Director of Education at Bard on the Beach, and this is Much Ado About Nothing, in a nutshell. Before I begin, I'd like to invite you to learn more about the location of our Shakespeare Festival. It's been called Snawk for more than 1,000 years by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. You can learn more on our website, in your house program, or near the entrance to our festival site. I'd also like to take a moment to thank the sponsor of the In a Nutshell Talks, Global BC. Much Ado About Nothing is one of Shakespeare's most popular and enduring comedies. Audiences have delighted for centuries in the witty banter of Beatrice and Benedick and in the effort to propel these prickly rivals to the altar. However, in recent years, we've become increasingly uncomfortable with the other romantic plot in the play, that of Hero and Claudio. It's become harder and harder to witness the way Hero is treated, not just by several characters in the play, but by the play itself. So in 2023, the Stratford Festival in Ontario commissioned Canadian playwright Aaron Shields to write additional dialogue to help address these challenges, and that's included in our production this season. Some of this additional dialogue appears right at the start as a prologue. We see Hero, a young gentlewoman apparently gazing at her own reflection in a mirror. Her cousin Beatrice looks on and shares insights with the audience, imagining what young Hero might be thinking about desire, about perceptions, about society's constraints and expectations. Or maybe not. And then we have the beginning of the play as Shakespeare wrote it. We are at the home of Leonato, governor of Messina. A messenger arrives with news that Don Pedro, Prince of Aragon, approaches with his followers. They're on their way home from war and they're ready to celebrate their victory. One of Don Pedro's followers is Count Claudio, who immediately falls in love with Hero, Leonato's daughter and heir. Another is Signor Benedick, who spends a lot of time mocking love and exchanging witty insults with Leonato's niece, Beatrice, also a sworn enemy to love. Don Pedro's half-brother, Don John, who describes himself as a plain-dealing villain, is also with them. He expresses resentment of his brother, saying, "If I had my mouth, I would bite," and looks for opportunities to foil him. When the prince finds out that Claudio is in love, he offers his help. He tells Claudio that he will woo Hero on Claudio's behalf and also get her father's consent. At a masked dance that evening, everything unfolds with some unexpected twists and turns. The play is full of characters eavesdropping and spying on one another. Some characters overhear information that they use to their advantage, while others overhear information that they misinterpret. Some characters pretend to mistake masked characters for others, while the masked characters play along with the presumed identity. Still more characters hatch plots in which they spout mistruths for the benefit of someone they know is eavesdropping. And still others hatch plots in which they arrange for someone to witness behavior they know will be misinterpreted. This sounds a bit more confusing as I describe it than it is in performance, but a helpful hint as you enjoy the show is to avoid taking anything at face value. Some of the practices I've just listed have playful intents, while others are more sinister. But throughout, there's a clever questioning of appearance and reality, error and deeper truth. The play was first published on its own in a quarto in 1600, and again as part of the collected plays in the 1623 First Folio. Both versions have an interesting feature. Listed in the initial stage direction is the character of Inogen, Leonato's wife. She's never mentioned again, so we might assume that Shakespeare had it in mind to include this character, and then the play went in a different direction. It's fun to imagine how Much Ado About Nothing might have been different had Hero's mother been around. Might she have been able to challenge the men and defend her daughter? How might the presence of another strong female character have tipped the balance of power in the play? The additional text by Aaron Shields raises similar questions. What happens if we challenge the outdated patriarchal assumptions and structures that govern women's behavior in the play? What happens if we allow Hero the opportunity to express her own thoughts and desires and give her agency in deciding her own future? The new dialogue allows us to consider these questions while enjoying all that is delightful in Shakespeare's sparkling comedy. Much Ado About Nothing is playing on the BMO main stage until September 20th, 2025. We hope you'll see all four of the plays in our season. You can find the details at bardonthebeach.org. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful time at Bard on the Beach.